And we're back here from a Coach Eddy timeout for the Carmel Greyhounds. The Greyhounds have hit three threes in this ball game with 2:49 remaining in the first quarter. The Giants have answered of all offensive putbacks. 9-6 your score. The Greyhounds lead by three with 2:45 remaining in the first quarter. Ryan Klein will bring the ball up. He'll cross the timeline, find Merriweather on the left wing. He'll drive baseline, goes up strong on Tyler Shane, and he'll draw the foul. So he'll go the free throw line for two attempts. And that foul right there is on Daytron Harper for the grab.
See, right now we're seeing the Giants be great and effective here in the paint, but here's the issue for the Giants is they're not stopping Carmel. You have to stop them from not only getting inside the paint, but watching Klein with the no-look passes and their hustle ability to get the ball back, pop up for an easy three like that. They don't stop it, they don't win.
And Merriweather's first attempt from the free throw line falls with no problem. 10-6, the Greyhounds lead by four. 2:39 remaining here in the first quarter of play. Merriweather gets another chance. Tyler Shane entered the ball game over the break, and now Jason Solomon coming back to the scores table. Second attempt off the front of the rim, but it rolls in. 11-6, the Greyhounds lead. 2:39 remaining in the first quarter. Harper will come out of the ball game as Jason Solomon enters. The Ben Davis Giants of Brennan Gillis will be the one to pass it in. He'll find Deshaun Tate. 11-6, the Greyhounds lead. 2:35 remaining in the first quarter. At midcourt, he'll find Solomon. Solomon on the left side. He'll have to swing the pass left wing inside to Matthews. Matthews finds Gillis near the free throw line. Kick back out to Matthews. Matthews bounce pass out to the top of the arc to Tate. He'll just give it off to Jason Solomon, who'll call the offense. Solomon, quick bounce pass inside to Gillis. Gillis going up strong on the left hook. Euro step. And with a foul, you can count a shot as well. Brandon Gillis going to the free throw line for an and one opportunity. And what a big time shot from a big time player. 11-8. The Greyhounds lead by three again. 2:16 remaining in the first quarter. Gillis has a chance to cut this lead for the Greyhounds, only a two.
And you know, Brandon, you keep on doing what you're doing, big man. You have done your job so far tonight. Brandon Gillis is showing aggressiveness like we've not seen all year.
And the and one opportunity, in and out, no good, but the rebound's loose. Who picks it up? And one ref point one way, the other point the other way. And they're going to go with the Greyhounds ball off the fingertip of Tyler Shane. Gillis has to hit his free throws, and Coach James emphasized that today on Inside Ben Davis Basketball.
Yeah, that's a huge thing here tonight.
2:10 remaining in the first quarter. 11-8, the Hounds lead by three. Ryan Klein will bring the ball up the court. He'll cross the timeline, hand it off to Merriweather, back to Klein. Klein on the right wing. Swing pass the left side, then he'll find over there to Culp. Culp stripped away by Tate. Tate one-on-one of Culp. He'll lose the handle. Go up with a spin shot, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound offensively by Gillis. Gillis will go up strong. He'll miss it off the front of the rim and rebounded by Shane. Now stolen there by Merriweather. Merriweather 2-on-1. He goes up strong. Euro step layup. No good short. Rebounds loose. Knocked away by Klein in the hands of Stephon Matthews. He'll cross the timeline. Matthews spin move. Goes up on the right block and that falls. What adversity there by the Giants. And they stuck with it. 11-10. The Hounds lead by one. 1:30 remaining in the first quarter of play. We're here live from the Eric Clark Activity Center. Ryan Klein crosses the timeline. 1:24 remaining in the first. He'll drive left side, goes up for the floater. It rolls around, no good. And there's going to be a rebound on the floor before, and there will be a foul on the Ben Davis Giants for over the back, and that's going to be on Jason Solomon. So that means it'll be the Greyhounds ball underneath the basket.
Yeah, we're seeing this level of intensity start to pick up here. Both teams showing a lot of aggression here as Ben Davis is trying and is battling back into this.
Greyhounds on the ball. He'll kick out the Flamey on right wing. Back out to Culp. Swings it left side. Culp holds it. Has Ryan Klein right wing. He'll drive to the midcourt, but kick it back out to Merriweather on the left baseline, who penetrates the dribble back to the middle of the court. He'll kick it left wing. Pump fake there, driving to the bucket. Flamion missed it. No call on the foul, and the Greyhounds 1-1. Gillis with a spin move, crosses the timeline. Finds Matthews. He'll go up strong, get blocked. Shane with a putback. It rolls no good, but Deshaun Tate with a putback on the shot. 52 seconds remaining. The Giants take their first lead of the night. 48 seconds in the first quarter. The Giants 12, the Greyhounds 11. Crossing the timeline, Ryan Klein holds it. At the top of the arc, swing pass left wing to Merriweather. Merriweather holds it at midcourt, hoping for the last second shot with 35 seconds in the first quarter remaining.
Huge game, pure shot right here. Giants want to go in at the end of the first with huge momentum.
The Ben Davis Giants are on a 6-0 run to end the first quarter of play. Let's see if they can hold the Greyhounds and Merriweather here on a last second shot. Watch out for Ryan Klein. I guarantee you gets the ball. 18 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Giants lead 12-11 over the Greyhounds. 13 seconds and Merriweather holds it, no pressure. And the play starts. 10 seconds midcourt. Ryan Klein receives the pass. He looks to drive to the bucket. He'll drive left side. Goes for the floater and blocked by Shane, but not before the foul on the body there by Stephon Matthews with exactly 5 seconds left remaining in the first quarter. Ryan Klein will go to the free throw line.